You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
So we get to rejoice in that. And the hymns we're going to sing, they're posted on the board. Maybe on the radio. They might not be able to hear me. I don't know. So radio people, I'll speak up to the ambient microphone. We're following Divine Service Setting 4, beginning on page 203, opening hymn 915, Today Your Mercy Calls Us, Hymn of the Day 571, God Loved the World So That He Gave. Distribution hymn 636, Soul Adorn Yourself with Gladness. 686, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. All right, thank you, sir. 621, Let O Mortal Flesh Keep Silence. Our closing hymn 725, Children of the Heavenly Father. Also, we're still doing our midweek Wednesday evening services. We have a meal at 5:30 and the service at 6:30.
We have desserts signed up except for the 9th, April 9th. So if you're willing and able, look at that. It's a service. Thank you. Thanks be to God. And welcome back, by the way. So let us begin with our opening hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness Give thanks for all your benefits and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this fourth Sunday in Lent is from Isaiah chapter 12. You will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert again and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus, and the Pharisees and scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me." And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, look, these many years I have served you, but I never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith, as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. So the parable, familiar to many, known often as the prodigal son, we're left wondering, would the older son join this celebration or not? That's kind of how Jesus leaves it hanging. And he's speaking to a couple of audiences, one of them specifically the scribes and Pharisees, those who are upright in their conduct and known for their knowledge of Scripture, and yet they're grumbling. They're grumbling because Jesus is receiving those notoriously sinful sinners and tax collectors. And so he tells them this parable. There are a couple others that we won't hear today that he tells them. We'll hear this those later in the church here. But this one, he's telling them about the man who had two sons, right? And this is about the father. So we want to understand the heart of the father. And the younger son is asking for his inheritance early, essentially saying to dad, you're as good as dead. And then he soon after leaves, goes away, and squanders it, reckless living. The famine comes. He's scraping bottom. It's probably at a Gentile's because he's feeding pigs. He wants to eat what the pigs are eating. So we get the idea. Okay, he's hit bottom. He comes to himself. Thanks be to God. He knows how well his father's servants do. So he's thinking, well, maybe at least I could talk my dad into being a servant. And so he goes back. He appropriately confesses, Father, I've sinned, right, against heaven and before you. And he's making his speech. Well, the father, we recognize the father's love for a son because he's been looking for this son. He's scanning the horizon every day. He's looking, and so this dignified, well-off man goes running after him. Not something dignified, well-off men do, but he goes, runs after him because he loves his son, embraces him, and he restores him. You know, he puts on the best robe, he says, a ring, fully restored. They're going to celebrate, a big celebration for everybody to know that this son who was lost is found. The son who was dead is alive. So the celebration begins, and then we find out the older son is not joining. He figures out what's going on. He asks the servant, and he's indignant, and he's not going to go in. But the love of the father compels him to go to plead with his son, to entreat him, pointing out, all I have is yours. And the son, your brother, right? He's restored, he's found, he's alive. Praise God. And so we're left, what's going to happen? Is he going to come or not? And so we're left wondering for the scribes, what are they going to do? Scribes and Pharisees, they know their scripture. And Jesus is entreating them, right? Like the father to the older son. The Old Testament reading gives us a glimpse into the heart of God. You know, we recognize these promises that God had made, and again, scribes and Pharisees would know about this amazing God, who, though he was angry, his anger turned, that he might comfort, right, his people. God is my salvation, I will trust, I will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. This is for everybody to know about this God, this amazing God. Sing praises to the Lord, for he's done gloriously. Shout and sing for joy. Great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. There's a celebration because they'll be in the midst. God himself will be in their midst. Now, he's looking forward to that day. Isaiah, speaking hundreds of years earlier, is looking forward to that day. Well, that day is today in Christ, right? Christ is their Lord and salvation. It's so here he is with them. The celebration has begun. The celebration has begun. He's receiving the sinners and tax collectors, and he's their salvation. God's anger is turned away. And so these scribes and Pharisees, they're acting like the older son. So what's going to happen? And you try to envision what's going through their minds. You know, this, it's not easy to admit when you're wrong. They're going to have to do that. They're going to have to recognize that this Jesus, this man, this rabbi is the Lord, God, salvation for them. The promised one, the one whom Isaiah and all the prophets spoke of, he is fulfilling that in their presence. They're going to have to stop grumbling. They're going to have to recall that this is for everybody. They're to make known his deeds to the end of the earth. And so we're left wondering, what would they do? Well, this parable, of course, inspired by the Holy Spirit, Christ's words, of course, and preserved for our benefit too. The parable's for you and for me. It's like, well, where do we fit in? Where do you fit in? Which son are you? Have you been? You know, can you identify with the younger son where you took God for granted? You just said, I'm going to do my own thing. You squandered all the gifts. Maybe you found yourself scraping bottom. And you came to yourself and say, I'll go to my Lord and say, I've sinned against heaven and you. And so either you experienced it before or today you experience his restoration, the love of God, the grace of God in Christ Jesus, and you're restored because his anger is turned away. He's welcoming you as his son, and you're fully restored. There's a celebration. Or are you the older son, or maybe you've been the older son. Maybe you put on a good appearance, you know, to people observing, and you're sticking around and you're doing what the right thing, and yet underneath that surface is pride and lack of appreciation for your father, God. You look at yourself as a dutiful servant, not as a son. And so you grumble. You grumble, you don't recognize your own sin, own unworthiness to be a son. And so you don't appreciate the grace of God and the presence of God, and so you don't want to be around those other sinners. You don't want to celebrate. You don't want to join in the celebration, and so you're kind of arm's length from your Lord. Whichever son you are, have been, the invitation is open. The invitation is open. Wherever you're at. The Lord God is present. He's present here now amongst us. Christ is your salvation. And the grace of God, the joy of the celebration, well, it's for you to join in as his son, made a son in your baptism by Christ. Salvation we all need, because we've all sinned against God. We've all offended him. We've all dismissed him, neglected him, turned from him, left him. We've all been proud and unrepentant and unforgiving and resistant to his grace. We've all been there. And yet, God the Father comes to us with his arms open to embrace you as his son in Christ. Christ is the only begotten Son. He is the faithful Son, the one who never disobeyed, never offended, never took his Father for granted. He is the one who lived a perfectly righteous life, obedient even to death and death on the cross. It's because of Christ that God's anger was turned away to comfort you and me. Because Christ, in his dutiful, faithful life as the Son of God, took your sins on himself so that you would be forgiven. He took all your pride, all your unforgiveness, all your unrepentance, all your dismissing God, all your taking him for granted. He took all that upon himself. He did that for you, to comfort you. And so, it's in Christ that we have forgiveness. It's in Christ that we have salvation. It's in Christ that you have the inheritance of heaven. All that's his is yours. You've been covered with the best robe, the robe of righteousness, Christ's righteousness. And all heaven rejoices. Whenever a sinner repents, you and me, we repent and join in this celebration. In our sin, we were lost and yet we're found. In our sin, we were dead and yet we are alive. And so we get to celebrate at the feast that's prepared by the Lord himself. We get to enter into the joy of the Lord. He is present. In our Eucharistic supper, we get a foretaste of the feast to come. Now there's more to come. This joyful banquet we hear about, to celebrate with our Lord God and in his presence, undeserving sinners, all of us gathered around together through Christ. Everybody's filled with the joy of our loving God, and God's joy is just because you are there. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For contrition over our sin and joy and confession and absolution, that God would give us a proper knowledge of the evil we have done and deal with us according to his steadfast love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For pastors, that God would give them every good gift as his ambassadors to proclaim his word, and that our hearts also may delight in his truth and wisdom, let us pray to the Lord. For the baptized who have left the faith and departed the household of God, that God would lead them to repentance. And for their parents, grandparents, and others who mourn their departure, that God would preserve these in faithful patience to wait and pray. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation and all in authority, that God would make them prudent and wise, so that we might live in peace and freely make known his message of reconciliation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For stewardship over God's gift of creation, even while the world is passing away due to sin, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the preservation of God's creation until the old world passes away and he ushers in the new creation, let us pray to the Lord. For those in need of mercy, healing, and help, including Shirley, Fred, Anita, Dan, Joanne, Lois, Louis, Mary, Harold, Richard, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Mark, Diane, Kara, Leah, Erno, Anna, Jeff, Ethel, and Cookie, that the Lord would deliver them according to his will and remind them of the day when sorrow and sickness will be no more. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who partake of the Holy Communion today, that they may come prepared in penitence and receive the body and blood of the Holy One, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is collected. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, at your command, Abraham prepared to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice on the mountain, yet in mercy you provided a ram as a substitute. We give you thanks that on Calvary you spared not your only son, and sent him to offer his life as a ransom for many. As we eat and drink his body and blood, grant us, like Abraham our father, to trust in your promise now fulfilled in Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.